If it happens in Vancouver, you'll hear it on CKNW. News, weather, traffic, sports, and everything else. CKNW News Talk 980.
CKNW News Talk 980. Vancouver.
The telephone pranksters at it again last night in North Vancouver. North Van RCMP responding to five more prank phone calls. This time at fast food joints and restaurants. There were actually 10 attempts by the pranksters last night. Only half of them were successful, but they did convince people to turn on fire suppression systems, whether it's sprinklers or a fire retardant foam, and just kind of causing a lot of damage to the restaurant. Now, this follows on Friday night. Imagine being at this hotel on Friday night in North Vancouver, when you, one by one, you get these people who are guests of this hotel start showing up in the lobby around midnight, soaking wet. And their room is also soaking wet, and they're furious. Why? Because they got an emergency phone call from someone who claimed to be the hotel manager, told them there was a gas leak, and the only way to save their lives is to knock the pin out of the in-room sprinkler set off an explosion of water in their room. Yeah, eight people actually fell for this. You get a torrent of water all over the walls, the beds, the carpets, all their personal possessions at the Capilano Road Hotel. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, how can people be so stupid? How do you fall for something like this? But the cops are saying this fits the modus operandi of an outfit called PrankNet. PrankNet. Yeah, internet thing. Let's tell you about this thing. This thing is crazy. It's PrankNet. Brad Carter is my guest. He's with the website Phone Losers of America. Brad.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for coming on. What is Phone Losers of America? What is that?
Phone losers, I mean, we do prank calls, too.
You guys do prank calls, too, but you don't do these sort of humiliating or damaging calls.
No, never. It's always fun to piss some, it's always fun to upset people, but it's, but causing millions in damages is kind of beyond what we would do.
Okay, so you're kind of what, the ethical phone prankster?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it's fun to upset people, but for the most part, we're just in it for... I don't know. We like to trick people out of information. You know, we're more with the hacker subculture.
Okay, and then I know on your website you sell like videos and stuff, and radio stations play your stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What do you think of this PrankNet? What is PrankNet? What is that?
I just started hearing about them when they started popping up on the news. I think the first thing I heard about them was the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing, where they got them to set off their fire suppression system.
Okay, tell me about that one, because that one was really nuts.
Yeah, that was insane. They got the employees to set off the fire suppression system. They convinced them to clear the restaurant. Then they convinced them that it was a toxic gas, and it was eating through their skin. And they got them, it was three girls, I think, working, got them all to strip down in the snow outside of the restaurant, because inside was all, toxic gas, of course.
Right.
Then, I don't even know if this is safe for your station, but, they got them to urinate on each other because, of course, urine would, what do you say, counteract the toxic gas on their skin or whatever.
Counteract the toxic gas they've been exposed to.
Right, yeah.
And they fell for this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then so this is what they do. They get people to do these really damaging pranks. They can convince people to pull off fire alarms and fire suppression systems, which causes like tons and tons of damage. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of damage. There's probably been millions of dollars of damage done in this from this.
Definitely over a million, maybe a couple million. Who knows? Because they've been doing this for 2 years now. I've listened to their live shows, and they just do rapid fire. They'll get one person after another to set off. Sprinklers, and it's really amusing and everything, but it's horrible.
Yeah, and they've got a website, and people listen on the website.
Yeah, they. I can't remember which. They use some kind of bizarre service because all of the mainstream services have kicked them off for being pranked at. You know.
Right. And they usually use Skype to make the calls because that's untraceable.
It's harder to trace. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of these guys? I mean, what do you think of that? Who are, these jerks, forcing people to do this kind of stuff, humiliate themselves, and then cause all this kind of damage. I don't think that, to me, that's not really that funny.
It was amusing at first, two or three years ago, but it's been going on forever now. It needs to stop,
Yeah.
And, it's nothing I could do personally to somebody, but it was fun to listen to at first, but he's just out of control.
Yeah. What is it about these calls that people fall for it? I mean, are the people behind this prank net thing? And by the way, the police in this one are investigating, or maybe they think there's a link here. They're not sure. They believe that these calls in North Vancouver originated from the United States over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of copycatting going on. We don't know. But what is it about this prank net thing, Brad, that people fall for it? I mean, are they just, they're just really good? There's really convincing on the phone? What?
Yeah, the leader of Pranknet, he's extremely convincing, and I guess he's taught other people in his group to do the same thing. If you go to YouTube and search for their calls, you can hear him make these calls to people. And he's really good at making everything sound extremely urgent. He's just really good at what he does.
Yeah, he's good at being a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what he is.
Yep.
Yeah, and people always say, "How can you be so stupid to fall for something like that?" But if you really believe that this is someone in a position of authority, I mean, it's easy to convince someone.
I don't know. I just can't imagine falling for some of this. I mean, to break through your wall in your hotel. I mean, he's gotten people to throw their TVs and refrigerators out their windows.
Really? How do you convince someone to do that?
Because the room was filling up with gas, and if the TV, if the compressor comes on in the refrigerator, of course that's going to spark the gas and explode the room. So they need to throw their refrigerators out the window. If their windows didn't open, they made them break the windows with their toilet seat lids.
And people fall for this. They go for it.
Yeah, I would be like, yeah, I'm going to leave the room now, but... apparently, almost everyone seems to fall for it.
And then they fall for it, and then it's just a source of entertainment on the crazy world of the internet.
Yep.
Okay. Exactly. Well, I hope they shut this kind of thing down, because I think it's got us. All right. We'll take a break. Come back more with Brad Carter. Here's my question to you on the open line. Do you think something like that's funny? I mean, someone phoning up, pranking someone, so-called prank. I don't even consider that to be a prank. Convincing someone to turn on a fire suppression system in a hotel, I don't consider that to be a prank. I consider that to be mischief and malicious. Here's the phone numbers to call me. If you can tell me, have your say on it, if you think that's funny or you just think that's ridiculous and it should be, and the cops should be hunting these people down. 604-280-9898, toll free 1-877-399-9898, *9898 on your cell. Back with your calls after this.
Who would have thought that listening to 980, BC's news leader.
All right, welcome back to the show. Time for PrankNet. He's got added again last night. The hotel in North Van figured they got about $100,000 worth of damage from these guests who turned on their sprinkler system in their homes, rooms. My guest is Brad Carter. Let's take your calls. Paul.
Yeah, listen. You can't help it if some people are just stupid. And the other thing is, I'm more interested to know how this guy gets people to persuade that. Maybe he's like a hypnotist or something, but that's where I would be putting my energy. People are going to listen to stuff like that. Man, there's other things going on with them that's worse than that.
Well, I don't know. If someone phones up and says there's a dangerous gas leak in the hotel, wouldn't that be a scary call to get? Don't you think? I mean, Brad, you tell me. I mean, if you pick up the phone and someone says there's a gas leak in the hotel.
Yeah, I would. I think I would probably believe that, but I wouldn't be, you know, setting off sprinklers.
I don't. You know, I like to. I wouldn't. I don't think I would do it either. Right.
Yeah,
I would think. I think I'd smell a rat.
Yeah, but probably most people say they wouldn't do it, but who knows in that situation? Maybe, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night. Maybe it's easy to trick people when they're.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe it's a senior citizen or something. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's go to John in the open line. Hi.
How you doing today?
Good, John.
Pretty much, you know, what you need to do is buy a tracer, you know, because these kids, they play around on the telephone all day. They do it to me all the goddamn time. I'm sorry, gosh darn time, and I'm sick of it. You know, I'm sick of it. I sell tracers. If you need them, you can find me on the internet.
What? Someone was pulling pranks on you on your phone?
No, these kids are calling me up. They're saying, cactus, cactus, cactus. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I bought a tracing company, and I'm gonna find you kids. You best believe it.
Okay, man. Good luck with that. Jim on the open line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are real stupid, and I don't know how they could be convinced of this. And if you can trace the guy and track him down and charge him for all the money that he owes for that. But then again, on the other hand, if the people are so stupid to think that you're staying in a hotel,
yeah,
this is a gas leak. Do you not think that the manager is going to come around pounding on the door to get the hell out?
Yeah.
As compared to call me up on the phone and tell me to throw my refrigerator out the door. I'm sorry, that takes too long. You tell me there's a gas leak, I'm out the door and gone.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be out of the hotel, not turning on a sprinkler.
No, I wouldn't be doing anything for you guys, for the hotel. I'm gone. I want to breathe, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call. Hey, Brad, here's the thing. This PrankNet outfit, this is Canadian, right?
Right, yeah.
Canadian website.
Toronto, apparently, I think.
Okay, it's in Ontario somewhere. And I don't know why the cops just can't go and knock on this guy's door.
Well, as far as I know,
shut him down.
This is the first time they've done... If it's them, this is the first time they've done prank calls in Canada. Before, it's always been in the United States.
Oh, really?
But I'm wondering if there's just... I mean, are we allowed to go up there and arrest people over prank calls? I'm not sure.
You're allowed to arrest people for mischief. Let's go to Steve on the open line. Hi.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on this. I actually work in the emergency restoration industry doing water damage. So, it's causing us a lot of headaches. Sure, it's making a bit of money, but I mean... I see the damage this stuff does every day, and it's not just a little bit. It'll go from floor to floor, and, you know, it's costing insurance tons and tons of money, and then our rates go up. So it's got to be stopped somehow here.
Oh, well, you've been responding to these type of calls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do it quite often. We've,
really?
You know, all over the place. I work with First On Site, and, we have these pranks going off, not just over the phone, but, you know, jerks are coming in and knocking the sprinkler heads off and running out the door thinking it's funny and stuff, right? So... I mean, it's a big problem.
Wow. Okay, so maybe this is more widespread than we think.
Well, yeah, it is. Like, we see it all over the place, you know, not just with the water damage stuff, but other things too, right? So it's, you know, like I said, it does help our industry in a way, but it's sad. You see the damage, and, you know, a lot of people get really upset.
What kind of stories do you hear when you show up on a call and you've got to repair this damage from someone in a hotel room that's knocked off a sprinkler head?
Uh-huh.
Because they've been punked by a prank. I mean, what do the hotel owners tell you? Are they just mystified? Do they think their guests are stupid or what?
Yeah, they don't know what to say. I mean, they're mostly just concerned with, you know, their loss of business. And, you know, they're not really speculating on why these things happen. They just want to get up and running again as quickly as possible,
yeah,
right? So, I mean...
And that caused a ton of damage. Like, a sprinkler caused a ton of damage, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Like, if it goes up on, you know, third or fourth story or even tenth story in a high-rise or something like this, you're looking at, you know, thousands in damage. It'll go right down to the bottom floor.
It goes through all the floors. The water, so. Yeah. Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
Steve, thanks for the call. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, Brad, the bottom line here is that if you're in a hotel and someone calls you up and says, knock off the head of the sprinkler in your hotel room, don't do it.
I think at this point, if the hotel calls you for anything, you should hang up and call them right back.
Yeah, hang up and call them back.
And what I don't understand, why can't the hotel stop this? Why don't they turn off the phones after night or not allow outside calls to come in?
Well, I'm not sure that's the answer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe people should just, I don't know why, how we got so gullible, but, you know, at the end of the day, if someone tells you to do that, pretty simple. Don't do it.
That sounds good.
Brad, thanks for coming on.
Sure, no problem. Thanks.
Brad Carter, Phone Losers of America. Take a break. Come back to wrap it up after this.